Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Having a great visit with our new friend, Amity Schles. We hope she'll come back again and teach us some more. We have a lot to learn from her. She is the chairman of the board of the Calvin Coolidge Memorial Foundation. She's the author of the book Coolidge, the biography, the critically acclaimed biography of the 30th President of the United States, now out in paperback. And she's our new friend, Amity Schles. Welcome back. Thanks again for staying with us. I wanted you to talk to us about whether you think someone like Calvin Coolidge, with his temperament, you call him the great refrainer, because he refrained from doing so much. When he could have done more, he did less. You also call him the yes, yes but guy, but the but yes guy, meaning not his life was filled with difficulty, but he wound up overcoming all of that. So that kind of a personality, could he even be nominated today in either one of our parties, let alone elected?
Well, let's say he could be elected, but it would be harder to nominate him.
Yeah.
Explain that. But not impossible. Here's why. When Coolidge book came out, the book we're talking about, it was during the period when we were mourning Mrs. Thatcher. And so I had to write a column about Mrs. Thatcher.
Right.
And I was saying, how did this person, who was even harsher than Calvin Coolidge, get elected? And the answer is, in England, they got in so much trouble, they needed somebody strong. Well, in the U.S., with the interest rate at 2%, we're not going to elect a Calvin Coolidge from either party. However, when our interest rate becomes 7%, which it might, some of us are old enough that we heard that interest rates in the U.S. went above 10%. We've heard that. At the Coolidge Foundation, we had Chairman Volcker put him up way north of 10.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, to all Americans, somebody strong looks good, somebody who can say no. And all of a sudden then, those people who do the nominating do the will of the people, to put it simply, and nominate a strong personality. Of course a Calvin Coolidge could be nominated, just not right this particular day, March 9, 10, 11, 13, 14, 2014. The interest rate is where? It's too low to nominate a tough guy. Of course it's possible, and of course one day the interest rate will go up.
Right. So, all right, so talk to us a little bit more. Why should small business owners care in 2014 about the Coolidge presidency?
Well, if you're looking, I mean, a lot of the values that we have day to day, whether we're in small business or a trade or just thinking consumers, we don't see those values reflected in our politicians and or in our sometimes in our teachers, and that makes us nervous. And there's one story that I talk about with my business school students at NYU Stern that's perfect. Coolidge, post-presidency, was a famous man. He was a former president. He had a big contract with Collier's Magazine to write 10 articles for $2,000 each. Wow.
That's a lot of money back in those days.
Right?
That'd be a lot of money today, wouldn't it, for an article?
Right. But he's a president, right? And he sends in the articles. He gets the money. Collier's publishes only 6.
Wow.
Then comes the meeting at the Vanderbilt Hotel in New York between the poor editor and the former president. The editor is quaking in his boots. Why? Because he didn't publish all the articles, right?
Right.
Everything's all done. And indeed, the president, eminence, says to him when they sit down, you asked for 10 articles, but you published only 6. And what does the poor little editor say? He says what any counterparty says, right? But we paid you, right? Right, right. And what did Coolidge do? He pulled a check out of his pocket and said, look, here's a check for 4 articles, $8,000. Those articles must not have been good enough. Something must have been wrong, so I'm giving you back the money. And my students uniformly will then say, he was a sucker, right?
Yeah.
Because it said in the contract he got to keep all 20, and then we have the discussion, why on earth would Coolidge give that money back? Well, we know why. When you think about it, he wanted to do business with him again.
Yeah. And integrity has no need of rules.
you don't, even if the contract lets you off, you want to do better than the contract.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's how come they come back. That's small business,
and,
right?
And that's exactly, Amity, thank you for that reference, because I'll tell you, that's exactly what happens on Main Street out here every day, all day long.
Every day. That's what makes.
This is why, folks, I encourage you to find this book, Coolidge. It's available, e-book too, right, Amity?
Oh, you bet, and you bet, and
paperback,
we have a
hardback.
Wonderful website, and come visit the Coolidge birthplace in Vermont.
You want to give us a website?
Calvin-Coolidge.org.
All right, so check that out. Amity, will you come back another day?
I certainly will.
I've enjoyed having you here. I hope you have. Come back soon. Thanks for being here. Amity Schlaes, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I will be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.